not explain. Let them worry. I took my bunch into the barracks and sent Swan off to announce our return. As we dismounted, with half the company hanging around waiting to hear something, Mergen said, "I guess Goblin's made up his mind." Something had been preying on the little wizard. He had been broody and curt all the way home. Now he was grinning. He gave special attention to his saddlebags. Mogaba joined me. "We've made major progress while you were gone, Captain. I'll report when you feel up to it." His question remained unspoken. I saw no need to leave it hanging. "We can't sneak through. They've got us. It's fight or turn back." "Then there is no option, is there?" "I guess there never was, but I had to see for myself." He nodded his understanding. Before business, I tended wounds. Lady was coming back fast. Her bruises, though, did nothing to make her more attractive. I felt odd examining her. She had had little to say since our night in the rain. She was doing a lot of thinking again. Mogaba had a lot to tell me about discussions with Taglios's religious leaders and his ideas for putting together the pretense of an army. I could find nothing in his suggestions I disapproved. He said, "There's one other thing. A priest named Jahamaraj Ja, number two man in the Shada cult. He has a daughter he thinks is dying. It looks like a chance to make a friend." Or get somebody thoroughly pissed. Never underestimate the power of human ingratitude. "One Eye saw her." I looked at the little witch doctor. He said, "Looked like her appendix to me, Croaker. Not that far gone yet, either. But these clowns around here don't have the foggiest. They're trying to exorcise demons." I haven't opened anybody up in years. How long before it bursts? Another day, at least, unless she's unlucky. I did what I could for the pain. I'll check it on the way back from the palace. Make me a map. No, you'd better tag along. You might be useful. Mogaba and I were getting dressed for a court appearance now. Lady was supposed to be doing the same. Swan, not at all improved in appearance, showed up to take us to the prince. I did not feel like doing anything but take a nap. I sure did not feel up to the games of politicians. But I went. The people of Trogo Taglios had heard that the moment of decision had come. They were in the streets to watch us. They remained eerily silent. I saw dread in all those watching eyes, but hope, too. They were aware of the risks, and maybe even of the odds against them. A pity they did not realize that a battlefield is not a wrestling ring. Once a child cried. I shivered, hoping it was not an omen. As we neared the Trogo, an old man stepped out of the crowd and pressed something into my hand. He bowed himself away. It was a company badge from olden times. An officer's badge, perhaps booty from some forgotten battle. I fixed it near the badge I wore already, the fire-breathing death's head of Soul Catcher, which we had retained, though we no longer served the Taken or the Empire. Lady and I had outfitted ourselves in our finest, meaning I wore my legate's duds and she her imperial rig. We impressed the mob. Beside us, Mogaba looked drab. One Eye looked like a derelict scraped off the bottom of the worst dive in the worst slum. That damned hat. He was as happy as a snail. Showmanship, Lady had